USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The people that came into the country illegally are going to be removed from the country. Everybody knows that.
After announcing immigration raids that were to take place in 10 cities, President Trump put it on hold for 2 weeks. ICE had planned to target around 2,000 families who have already gotten deportation orders. Many of the city's mayors have been saying they wouldn't cooperate with the raids, including Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
What we saw here was a welcome backing off. I find it ironic in a week in which the president also backed off in Iran because he said he didn't want to potentially have the collateral damage of 150 lives in a foreign country, but he still has this threat to 1 million residents who are taxpayers here still hanging over their heads. It's just delayed for a couple weeks.
The president says he's giving Democrats and Republicans time to work out a solution to the asylum problems, and if they don't, the deportations will happen. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Hawaiian skydiving plane crashed on Oahu's north shore on Friday. Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves says firefighters found the wreckage of a twin-engine aircraft fully engulfed in flames.
It was a skydive aircraft. And right now, the initial report is 9 souls that were on board, and it doesn't appear that anybody survived.
Those on board will be named after notification to their families. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Also on Friday, New Hampshire State Police are still investigating a bad crash involving motorcycles and a pickup truck. State Police Captain Chris Vetter says it was a bad crash with many fatalities.
Upon arrival, we found that there were a large number of motorcycles that were involved in the accident, as was the pickup truck. We were able to confirm that we have 7 fatalities at this point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to debate on how to deal with Iran. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
As President Trump continues to talk about escalating tensions with Iran after canceling a missile strike on the Middle Eastern nation, everything has to be on the table. That's at least according to Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida.
America has to lead. That does not mean we have 500,000 troops on the ground. There is a lot of space between kumbaya world peace and 1 million soldiers on the ground, and those are the options the Pentagon needs to be presenting to the president right now.
Waltz was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. State Department has released its annual International Religious Freedom Report. USA's John Clemens reports.
Over the years, the State Department's annual report on religious freedom has proven to be critical for the shaping of U.S. policy and priorities when dealing with other countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes because our own Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has freedom of religion as the first freedom in the First Amendment. This issue should be important to every American.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.